North Studios. Don't wait till the buzzer to take your shot. Shop the better deals now during the Markdown Madness sales event going on now. Only at Honda North. WLER. Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
It's another edition of Local Music Talk. It's our grassroots show and local music play, too, here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Good evening. I'm Bob Cupp, joining you along with Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. And, well, we're going to have a visit tonight from the band Dinner Bell Road and play some of their music and play some other great local music. How are you doing tonight, Utah?
Doing pretty good, Bob, and congratulations to you on your successes with the bowling team.
Oh, thanks. Well, appreciate that, and congratulate the girls and boys because they do all the bowling. We just stand around and watch them throw the round thing down and try to hit some wooden things. And
yeah, you keep them focused. Yeah, that's important.
They have been impressive this year and very proud of them and very honored to be a part of their little get-together here weekly. So hopefully we've completed one more by the time this show airs. So we'll see what happens. But we're going to be playing you some songs tonight. The guys from Dinner Bell Road, the duo, will be here. And we just announced that they were part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And we are certainly excited to be gearing up for that again this year. Basically, July 13th through 15th. It's Friday night and all day Saturday at Cooper's Lake Campground. Beautiful facility. Just an awesome place to have a little festival of local music.
Yeah, absolutely. You will want for nothing. Kids 17 and under are free because this is a family-oriented event. It's just $20 admission. Come and go as you please. If you want to camp, you have to deal with that separately through Cooper's Lake Campground. But it's a beautiful place to camp, so I recommend you check into that as well because campsites are going quick. And you can go full hookup or go as primitive as you want to and as far back in the woods as you want to because they have 500 acres there.
That's right.
With which to camp in.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want a primo spot that's in vicinity or earshot of where the music happens, you need to jump on it because they have been snapping those up. It's pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of room out there, but it depends on how far or close you want to be, too. So, and don't forget, we do have pre-sale tickets on. It will cost you more if you walk up, so you want to buy your tickets pre-sale. It'll save you a few dollars, 17 and under free. If you've got a family out there that loves music and you love the outdoors and you love a beautiful facility, I think it's a perfect place to have a little weekend, small vacation and have a great time because we're going to keep you occupied with the music. There's no doubt about that.
I've said this many times. The joy of the kids' faces during this whole festival, just having them dance in front of the stage or just run around and be kids is just fantastic. It's one of my favorite parts of the events. Yeah. And we have all kinds of activities for them throughout the weekend, too. So.
Yep. We'll have a lot of new additions, too, this year, even if you were there in the past. And if you haven't been there, you don't know what you're missing, so don't miss out on it. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Go to thebandjam.com, and it'll tell you pretty much everything you need to know, and it'll link you over to Cooper's Lake Campground if you want to stay. You don't have to stay, too. I mean, if you don't have a way to stay, you can come and go. So it's all-inclusive. And they've got a great store facility out there. We'll have food out there. It's BYOB if you're 21 and over. Come on out and have a great time. Speaking of BYOB, beverages, brutality. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. You had a little festivity last night, and one of our past Grassy Award winners were part of that.
Yeah, I think we've been rolling into a dozen years of the St. Patrick's Day brutality also. So fun time out there. We had the help of Lamatt Productions again, and of course, one of the best live local music venues around, and that's Peter Bees and Sarber. And yeah, we had a Grassy Award-winning band, Anger the Ant, and the Tina Daniels Band, which caught them at Corbry Woodstock last year. A lot of fun. These guys are fantastic. A lot of long-time veteran musicians in that band.
Yeah. And I know the Noble Hops Band a week ago got to play Ryan's Run. It was great to visit with Scott Dittman, and it sounds like they had a good turnout. I was unfortunately unable to make it, but they had it at the Vagabond Center and sounded like they did a great job for Special Olympics again.
Oh, yeah, raising lots of money. That's just one of our favorite events. We had so much fun playing that. Searching for Seaback was on the bill as well. It's the first time I've seen them, although it turns out I know one of the guys in there in a band, but, man, they did a great job. Fantastic song list. To get to play, in front of a few hundred people is always a thrill, and especially when you know that it goes for a great cause. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was a Rock Down Right Tour stop. That was the stop for March. And when we turn our attention to April, we will have something very similar. It will be a fundraising benefit that involves great music, and certainly hope that you, the listeners out there, will consider making a stop for the Music for Healing and Mobility, Rock Down Right Tour stop that will be down in the Comfort Inn off Route 28 toward Blonox. If you've ever been to pianos and stuff, you know exactly where we're talking. It's right on the way, the RIDC Park there, right off 28. And Noble Hops Band will be there, and a few others, too. This is going to be a great night of music and even a little bit of comedy happening.
Yeah, they're going to have British comedian Sally Chopping there. And as you mentioned, the Noble Hops Band. This is going to be acoustic night of music, and we're going to have acoustic sets with Bridgewater Station and Good Brother Earl, who we've played on the show here quite a bit. And it's going to be pretty nice. And raising money for John Sopko and to help him get some transportation that will facilitate his current condition. So you can check that all out on the Facebook event page.
Well, yeah, it's going to be coming right around the corner, too, because April 7th, that's the date.
Yeah.
So make sure you're planning to be in attendance for that. It'll be a great night and, again, a benefit. And that's why it's a Rock Down Right tour stop.
Yep, it'll be 6 to 10, so a nice little early night out for you.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's perfect timing. You know,
for us people getting older, I guess.
We like those early times, kids. Well, hey, we're going to get to some music here, and then we'll visit with the duo, Cookie and Big Daddy from Dinner Bell Road. But first up, we're going to play a song that really reverberated the first time we played it. This young lady is just 14 years of age, Slippery Rock High School.
Amazing.
Her name is Miranda Brandon. We got to play the song One of a Kind again for you.
Yeah, that's a great, great pick. First time I'd heard it also was on this show and was just blown away. We got a lot of feedback on that. Hey, we got something new also from a person named Sean Hook, a singer-songwriter. He goes by the name of Son of Leroy, and I've been enjoying the stuff he sent me. It's pretty good stuff. And I say we throw on his song Chicken Lickin'.
Let's get at it. It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Thank you. Come on, chicka-licking. Well, I was making my way to work one day when I saw out in the distance a couple chickens crossing the road. Well, there were five on one side and one on the other, and I figured that one was safe, but I wondered what the other five would do. You see, coming down the road at a 60 mile an hour was a log truck on a mission, so I slowed down my car and I thought, this might get interesting. There ain't nothing wrong with finger licking when the chicken licking's good. Just put a little season on them and cook them up real good. Well, I like my chicken on the grill like smoke up the neighborhood. There ain't nothing wrong with finger licking when the chicken licking's good. What happened next, I could hardly believe, when those chickens got a little too brave and decided she was gone across that road. But that truck wasn't stopping for the chicken that was crossing it. You blew up like a puff of smoke, and there were feathers everywhere. She was flying through the air with the greatest of ease, so I stood up on my brakes, and there she was, one naked chicken. There ain't nothing wrong with finger licking when the chicken licking's good. Just put a little season on them and cook them up real good. Well, I like my chicken on the grill like smoke up the neighborhood. There ain't nothing wrong with finger licking when the chicken licking's good. Well, sure enough, as you can imagine, that chicken hit my windshield, and there she was, one naked chicken. So I looked at her square in the eye, well, and the one that was left, and I said, ma'am, that had to hurt. Well, I scooped her up off my windshield, and I took her home for eating, and I licked my fingers all night long. Ha! There ain't nothing wrong with finger licking when the chicken licking's good. Just put a little season on them and cook them up real good. Why? My chicken on the grill like smoke up the neighborhood. There ain't nothing wrong with finger licking. Nothing wrong with chicken licking. There ain't nothing wrong with finger licking when the chicken licking's good. Come on, chicken licking.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock and Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock and Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We are back on our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. We thank you for joining in, and we thank you for wanting to stop by the Rainbow Inn and have a man can special or a good bite to eat. Sit back and enjoy a little fun time at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. They are this segment's sponsor and our longest-running sponsor of this show that is now well into its sixth year and gearing up for the sixth annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Like how I tied that all in? Because we're going to be talking about a band that you just heard announced on Friday on the Band Jam Reveal for this year's Band Jam.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And in just a couple weeks, you can go to the Rainbow and enjoy some man cans while you watch the Pirate opener.
That's right. It's coming.
It's just
quick.
2 weeks away.
Coming away. Getting pumped, right?
I am.
Yeah.
I've drank your Kool-Aid, Bob.
Yeah. I'm kind of off the fence slightly here, so now I'm trying to convince other people in the family. So I guess I'm back, slowly but surely. Well, we are welcoming a debut for us in the studio here. But you've heard their music. In fact, we're even playing it on a couple of our Butler Radio Network stations. Their material, and that's the guys from Dinner Bell Road. We'll welcome Sean Cookie Moore.
Yep, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good to see you. And Bob, Big Daddy Goodland.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Good to have you guys in the studio here. Dinner Bell Road. Well, let's first, before we get into the, because you got a very unique name, very connected to this area, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But let's start, Cookie, with you and find out a little bit about how you got yourself into a musical group.
Yeah, so I had been fooling around for many years with a guitar, never really took it serious or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't call myself really a musician, but I was always like a shower kind of singer and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Big Daddy and I met probably 4 or 5 years ago through our kids who played Saxonburg Spartans football. And we started hanging out there. And one day, just for, you know, whatever reason, he got that 12-string out that he had here today. He said, "You got to hear this 12-string." So he started playing. I said, "Man, I'd love to make music. I've got so many songs in my head. It'd just be so great to know how to do that." And he said, "Well, get yourself a guitar and come over, and, you know, a couple times a week we'll let it rip." And that's kind of how the whole thing, you know, started for me. Mm-hmm. Was him. He kind of pushed me into it, and, you know, I thank the Lord every day he did, because it's really fun.
Well, that's a cool story. So I mean, and that was just a handful of years ago.
Yeah, we Dinner Bell Road, we just kind of formed in 2015, mm-hmm. I think late 2015, mm-hmm. and kind of started writing our own music, and you know, not really. I wouldn't say taking it too seriously, because you know, when you start doing that, things go sideways. But we just wanted to make good music and you know, do things for the people around Butler County, and kind of, you know, play some live shows and do it that way. So far, it's been, you know, things started out small, but yeah. We have a pretty good following now, and I want to give a plug to all our fans that come out and see us. So
that's very cool, very cool. Well, Big Daddy, how about you? When did you pick up that 12-string, or what caused you to do that?
Well, I started playing, believe it or not, for a church band in Saxonburg, and a pastor friend of mine said, "Hey, you have a guitar." I really didn't know how to play it, but he wanted to form a praise band, you know, like once a week. And so it was like, "Oh, you have a guitar, so you must, you know, you can learn this music." And that's pretty much how it happened. I did that for several years. And then, as Cookie said, we met together. We were coaching football. It's so funny because, I mean, I know it's radio, so you really can't. I mean, but you kind of know who we look like if you see us. But but you know, so Cookie was coaching like the middle team. I was on the big team, and so we could see each other kind of apart. And I'd always look up there, and he had kind of he called it a faux hawk, because it was a mohawk, but he wasn't completely bald on the side, I guess is the correct terminology. And I'd look up there, and I'd be like, you know, who's that guy I think he is, you know? And, you know, because he was like this big, strong guy, you know, and he was always really loud. And then only to find out, he at the same time I'm doing that, he's looking down. Who's that bald guy and I never wear sleeves in the summer, and yeah. You know, and yeah. So that was kind of how it happened. And then one day after we were playing, our boys were playing a football game in Butler. It was in the fall. Somehow we ended up. It was just kind of this was the day it happened, where we just, "Hey, what are you doing after this game?" And we ended up down at Oktoberfest. In Pittsburgh, Penn Brewery, at the Penn yeah. Brewery.
Yeah.
And then it was born, and then
best
we just
friends for life
best
after
friends.
That day. And, we're like, "You like good beer?" "Yeah." "You like good beer?" "Oh, well, we got some common footing there."
And then know? We would sit on the back porch, and like Cookie said, we would play. And so he decides he's going to get a guitar. The problem is, I have a ton of guitars for him to play, but he's left-handed. So
yeah.
I'm like, "You're killing me." So I said, "Well, buy a guitar." I think you went online or something.
I went on Amazon and bought like a $60 acoustic guitar. And it's the worst thing ever. It's just the complete worst thing ever, you know. And I think as I progressed getting better with the guitar, Big Daddy just one day goes, "Hey, you need to like figure this thing out. You got to get rid of that. And we'll go down to pianos and stuff and Blonox and get you something nice."
Yeah.
So that's when I got my first Taylor, which is, I love that guitar. She's got some miles on her at this point, but then, you know, slowly but surely just kind of collecting nicer things as you go on. So, but that's kind of how it all began.
That's a pretty cool story. Yeah. Pretty doggone cool story.
Yeah.
So I got to find out. Well, why did you go buy a 12 string? I mean, obviously you said you didn't really play it. I mean, what did you just look pretty?
I always liked the sound of them, okay. You know, and it was always one of those things. I was playing I had an old Ovation that I bought used, and it was oh my gosh, it was cracked and just really 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 a bad thing. And then one year I think it was Father's Day or Christmas or something, my wife just and kids I didn't ask for it or anything. It was just one of those things. They sprung it on me, so awesome. I didn't have a choice in the deal. And but it was, yeah, I love playing that guitar, and I hadn't brought it out in, you know, a couple of years. And then last week we played out and I don't know, it just sounds, but I don't know, I have a Martin that I just love the way it sounds, because that's what I play most of the time. But
okay, how did you settle on the name Dinner Bell Road? How did that pop up?
Yeah, we started talking about band names, and you know, we joked around about several different things, and then finally I think, I don't know if I said it or you said it, and one of us said, well, what about Dinner Bell Road? Like, you live at one end of it, I live at the other end. We both take this, like, it's a cool thing, and it's, you know, we wanted to, like you said, tie what we're doing into the community. And Dinner Bell Road, like, our kids go to school at Knock, and that's on Dinner Bell Road, and we wanted to kind of tie it to our community, because it's a pretty recognizable, you know, for people in the Saxonburg area. Everybody knows where that is, and we've even been staying, like, did you hear, you know, we'll hear people, did you hear Dinner Bell Road last, you know, Friday at the Hard Rock Cafe or whatever, and they're like, what are you talking about, the road? Like, I don't understand, people that haven't heard of us. And it's funny, because then, no, there's a band called Dinner Bell Road. Oh. But that's how, and then we always joke, it's like, because I can get to his house using Mush Rush Road, but Mush Rush Road is not a cool band name, so.
no offense to the people who live on Mush Rush
Road. Yeah, no offense, right? Yeah. But, yeah, that's how it kind of came about, and I think, you know, as the years have passed, people kind of, you know, have tuned in, and they appreciate what we're doing, and you know, we're both really involved in the community, which is cool.
Yeah,
and awesome. Cookie's more, you know, I would say he's a marketing genius. I mean, like, you know, he I think he gets the idea of a brand, you know, and just everything we do is, I think, you know, with T-shirts or with albums or with whatever. I mean, like, I'm not into, like, I don't have a Facebook, like, personally, I don't do any of that stuff, but. You know, with Twitter and whatever else is that.
Everything that you have to do
all
nowadays.
That stuff, but he stays up on that, and he does all that stuff. Yeah. Cool. You know, so it's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome the stuff.
It's vital in today's world.
It really is.
I mean, and it's free.
It is free.
You have to take advantage of that.
Yeah. But you got to put the time in on that.
It can be annoying, but you got to do it.
Yeah.
And you have to be patient, because it doesn't happen overnight. Right. I mean, like, 6 months ago, we had, like, 48 Twitter followers, and then I just started looking into how did I grow this? And I think we hit 1,000 last week, and we're almost at 1,100 now, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So good, you just kind of keep working at it. And the big thing, I think, is the music. You make things that people want to hear. They're going to eventually find you somehow, so.
Well, let's have some people find you right now if they haven't. Right. We're going to play In the Middle. Tell us about that song. This is the first cut from your EP.
Yeah, this is the first cut. This song was really fun to do. We had written this song a while back, and me and Big Daddy, we would listen to. We cut demos, and then we'll put them up on SoundCloud, and he'll go home and listen to it, and I'll listen to it. And this one was like, something's missing. Then we both decided it needs a fiddle. You know, and how many country songs do you hear nowadays that really have a nice fiddle in there? So we added the fiddle track. We got a guy in Nashville to cut that fiddle track for us. And when we put it into the song, it just took it to another level. So, but it's just kind of like a song about, you know, your personal demons. You got a devil on the left, an angel, you know, like the cartoons where you'd have, you know, Tom and Jerry.
Right.
But it's about choices, and you can listen to, you know, one shoulder or the other, and you know, it's just all about, you know, making the right choice or making the wrong choice. The song's open-ended, so
cool.
You know, it's pretty cool.
Let's give it a listen, and we'll follow that up with a live cut in the studio here tonight. We'll let them tune the guitars, and meanwhile head to Dinner Bell Road's In the Middle here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
takes a lot for me to put down that bottle. Brown liquor makes me fun to be around. Left with my vices, I'll make bad choices. Wanna get drunk, go out and paint this town. On second thought, I'll stay home, heat up TV dinner, watch Roscoe chase the Duke boys around. These days I feel so in between, stuck between what's right and wrong, it seems. But one thing's for damn sure, I'm gonna keep on listening to the voices in my head. Got a devil on the way, got an angel on. When you're sitting in the middle, well, everyone is long gone. I'm the one to blame. I wanna get drunk, get stoned and all the pain. They could see me trying to sort out these voices and all the bad stuff going on in my brain. These days I feel so in between, stuck between what's right and wrong, it seems. One thing's for damn sure, gonna keep on listening to the voices in my head. Got a devil on the left, got an angel on the right, and I'm sitting in the middle trying to figure out who's right. Some nights I'll burn it down, some days I'll build it up. When you're sitting in the middle, days I feel so in between, stuck between what's right and wrong, it seems. But one thing's for damn sure, I'm gonna keep on listening to the voices in my head. Got a devil. There's a battle for my soul, I don't know which way to go, but one thing's for damn sure, I'll be sitting in the middle. We'll be right back.
chilling on a dirt road, one in my hand and my Chevy van. The dude on the radio singing about dying a happy man. Well, I'm on Tulsa time, you know that ain't my style. I need a driving around song, I turn that radio dial. Next fell singing by how his girl's lips taste like fruity wine. Well, any girl like that, man, she never been the queen of a double wide. Looking for a song of the South, I turn that knob again. Let down a window, maybe catch me a Seminole wind. Play me a song. Won't play me a song. You know I didn't want to hear it once, so please don't play it again. Got my convoy headed to the river, I feel like a rambling man. These songs I'm hearing today, they give me the summertime blues. I need a fiddle and a steel guitar, make me dance in my hillbilly shoes. Play me a song. Whoa, play me a song. Something that a good old boy can relate to. Sit right here and drink a beer too. Made me fall in love with a rainy night. If there's dust on a bottle, I'll drink it down. Round a ring of fire. Whiskey been hellbound all summer long. Play me a song. Oh, play me a song. A good run of bad luck trying to find a song that's worth the day. Something in a shade of John Deere green for this hard-working man. And I'll shake the sugar tree, that's what I like to do. I jump out of a tall, tall tree when I got better things to do. So play me a song. Well, play me a song. Something that a redneck woman can relate to. Family tradition that we can sing to. A tune that'll show us all. You can fix a drink and get drunk on a plane, but me, I prefer Smoky Mountain rain. And 18 wheels in the heartland rolling on. Play me a song. Whoa, play me a song. Hey, DJ man, I know this ain't your night, but the next one, man, you gotta get it right. We're country boys and girls drinking on the farm. So play us a song. Well, play us a song. Something that a good old boy can relate to. Sit right here and drink a beer too. Make me fall in love with a rainy night. If there's dust on a bottle, I'll drink it down. Round a ring on fire in a party crowd. Whiskey bent, hellbound all summer long. Play me a song. Oh, play me a song. Yeah, the race is on.
That's it.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Well, we're back in the studio here after the break and listening to Dinner Bell Road. We're presented this segment by Bros' Superette. Butler's best hot sausage, a full line of smoked beef sticks. They've got steaks, deli meats, cheeses, you name it. They've got it all. They're high on the hill, right on the price in the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. And we just might have a little tidbit coming in the future to help Bros' not write a song, but write maybe a commercial. So stay tuned. But thanks to Bros' Superette being a part of our show here tonight, and the guys from Dinner Bell Road are with us. Cookie and Big Daddy, you just heard them play a live cut that is on their current EP called Play Me a Song, and boy, you guys did. Give us a little background on that. There was quite a bit of song filler in there.
Yeah, yeah, that song references 40 other songs, which I think has got to be a record. I got to call Guinness and see what's going on, because we might get a plaque out of that one. But I don't want to say it pokes fun, but if you're a traditional or contemporary country fan, mm-hmm. then, you know, you're having a hard time with kind of what's on popular country radio today. Sure. And I'm one of those guys. Big Daddy's one of those mm-hmm. guys. And so, you know, the intent of that song was just to say, hey, guys, what you're feeding us, we don't want that. Play us a song. Like, play us a good song. We're country people, and we want to hear fiddle, steel guitar. We want to hear all that stuff. So that's kind of how that was born. And it took a while to write. And there's still some songs that I left out. Like, I didn't get one of my favorites, Travis Tritt. I didn't get him fit in there. I tried, but I didn't want to write another verse because the song's already, I think, almost 5 minutes long. So, but that's kind of how that came okay, about. And cool. I think it ended up being pretty cool.
Yeah, you guys are getting some attention with it.
Are we really?
Yeah, okay, cool. I think I'm making some chart noise. And
well, yeah, so that EP came out March 9th, last Friday. And, yes, on Spotify, we've been watching it. It's, you know, it's had mm-hmm. some pretty decent streams. Mm-hmm. iTunes and that, you can't really tell. They don't send a report for, like, 8 weeks or once a quarter or something, so you don't really know. But yeah, the feedback that we've gotten is really cool. So
yeah,
hopefully it makes some noise and you know, do some cool things.
That was one of those things that, like, whenever, you know, when Cookie and I first met, it was like, I think that's what, once we got together, then I think the glue that stuck us together was the fact that, you know, Cookie grew up in West Virginia, and when he moved here, you know, he had this, like, really, really, really big country background, and that's kind of what I grew up with, too. I had, like, that was what my dad was feeding me on Sunday mornings, you know, like, it was, you know, Waylon and Willie and,
yeah,
gosh, even Kenny Rogers and Alabama Merle. And all, Merle, yeah, and all these things, and so... you know, I was trying to do the Rush and the Triumph thing and maybe, you know, kind of going that way. But when we first met, it was like, you know, Cookie said, he's like, oh, my gosh, you like that music,
yeah,
too. And then
yeah,
it was just, I don't know. That's like, that's kind of, I'd say.
Yeah. And that's right. We both have various. But the cool thing about, like, this EP is we didn't set out to recreate anything. I think it kind of stands on its own leg where it's kind of a different, it's upbeat. We wanted to try to make music that, like, for the blue-collar folks like us, you know, we both work day jobs and coach football teams and wrestling teams and that. After our day jobs, when we're done with work, we're a couple of guys. We'll sit on the patio, crank up some country music, and drink beer. That's us. I mean, that's what we do. So we wanted to make music for those kind of guys.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when you get off of work on a Friday, and it's been a rough one, you can go outside or in your living room or on your deck. You can put that CD in, and you can it'll brighten your spirits, I think, a little
sure.
bit. And I think that's kind of what we set out to do.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. The packaging on the CD is something we need to bring up, too, because we love to talk about that. You have some pictures of some old trucks and kind of a field. Give us a little background on where the pictures were taken.
Yeah, so those pictures, and I want to give a shout-out to Chris and Tim Nicolazzo. They own Tim's Express Lube on Route 8 in Penn Township. So we were looking for a week or so for... Mm-hmm. you know, a decent place to take photos, because we really, you know, our branding and our theme is kind of like Rust Belt. Like, you know, we don't pretend to be, you know, we don't wear those blue jeans with the buttons and the diamonds on the pockets and the crosses.
Like,
we hate that. So we're just, we both have dirt under our fingernails right now. You know, we're just, you know, hardworking dudes. And, you know, that's kind of who we are. And Big Daddy mentioned, you know, I grew up in a really small trailer with six people, and, you know, I've never forgotten that, you know, throughout my life. So that's just our truth. You know, our truth is humble beginnings, and that's where we're comfortable. I'm more comfortable in a junkyard than I am in anywhere else yeah. in the world, yeah. you know, and I think yeah. it's cool. So
that's awesome.
Big Daddy's right there with me, so...
Yeah. And then our actually my sister-in-law Linda Jackman, she has I'll throw a shout out for her for Linda Jackman Photography, but I mean she's one of the best
though.
Photographers on the planet, and just has like a I mean, if it was just me and Cookie in a junkyard and someone taking a picture, believe me, it wouldn't be. But I mean, but she
like
has
that.
Like this vision, you know, like yeah. when you get out there, she was, you know, she my gosh, she had us. She has on
yeah.
top of big rigs and
yeah,
you know,
big international trucks. On our website, there's a bunch in Facebook if you guys are interested
okay.
in looking at it. But she does a great job.
Cool. Yeah. Well, and it looks like, you know, you pick up the CD and it looks like there's going to be two guys sitting in the backyard here getting ready to play us some music.
Yeah,
so it fits.
That's what we prefer. And when we do our live shows, you know, we've had a ton of people. Hey, let me be your drummer. Let me be your this. Let me be your that. And we talk and we're like, we just kind of like two guys on bar stools. And, you know, because if you guys have ever been to Nashville, that, you know, you're walking down Broadway, that's what you get. And that's kind of like what we wanted to portray, you know. Just, you know, two honest guys, intimate, and we like to have fun, you know. So I think cool. people appreciate that a little bit.
That's awesome. That's awesome. The CD, you produce it here. How did the package all come together?
That all came, so we created demos, and then the way that we did that is I hooked up with a guy in California who does steel guitar, lead guitar, mm-hmm. and drums, and he said, I can, you know, if you want to hire me to be your session musician, you know, I'll do it, and this is how I'll, you know, we'll do it, and we'll collaborate, and so he would cut his piece, we would cut our vocals. And then we got a guy in Nashville at Easttown Sound down there to mix it all together. And then I sent it back to Mercury to get mastered. And then we used CD Baby, mm-hmm. which is a third-party distributor to get the stuff made up and all that. So it worked out pretty good.
That's cool. That's cool. You mentioned a website.
Yep, dinnerbellroad.com. Simple. Everything that we got is Dinnerbell Road. Okay. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Whatever else we have, website.
You're going to find it, no doubt.
Yeah, you're
going to. I know you're going to play a couple more songs here, but I got to ask about Yellow Footprints, because
yep.
we've been playing that here. Obviously, we've been playing it on our country station,
right,
WBUT, Butt Kicking Country. Where did that song come from? That's so
powerful.
Well,
I love that's my favorite song, and it actually, in reality, is a biography of me. I went to the... signed up for the Marine Corps. It's a funny story because, you know, my dad, he was all, you know, nervous that I had signed up. And I signed up. I graduated high school. I was 17 when I graduated. And they won't let you go till you're 18 unless your parent signs a paper. So he wouldn't sign it. And the reasoning behind it was he wanted me to cut the grass all summer. He didn't want me to leave until, you know, I could make sure that I cut the grass all summer. And I'll never forget that. But, yeah, on my 18th birthday, they came and got me, took me to, you know, the place where you do all your final physical checks, and put me on a bus. And, you know, the standing on those yellow footprints was just like a watershed moment. It was like, on the one hand, you're excited and you're scared. You're really scared. And you have that, like, moment of clarity that says, this is the real world that's about to hit me right in the face, you know? So, like, you know, when you're a 17-year-old kid, you think, Marine Corps boot camp, I'll get through that. But it's tough. It's really tough. And I've always had that in my head. And I tell Big Daddy, that was the hardest song to ever write, because that's something that you really want to get right, you know, because you're writing that for a bunch of people.
Sure.
So, but I think it turned out pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've never been in the military, but wow, that connects you. And it does put you in a place where a lot of people, I mean, you think about young people.
Yeah,
and where they are in their lives.
And they're all going,
how do I make that right decision?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they're all thinking that same thing that I thought, like, what did I get into? Like,
yeah.
And some of them will make it, some of them won't, but you gotta give everybody credit for going down there and trying that out.
Very, very well done, song.
Thank you, impressive. Thank you.
Well, where do you guys mostly play? Where can people out there in the listening audience find Dinner Bell Road?
Yeah, we play all over Butler County, a little bit Armstrong County. We've been around. Mostly we're local. Our next show is at the Lindora Hotel,
okay.
April 14th. And then right after that, we're at Cooper Station for their Cinco de Mayo. I always have trouble saying that. Cinco de Mayo. Party that they have, and then we're at the Beacon May 12th, and then we've got some other stuff after that, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
And the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground in July.
Yeah, we're looking
great
forward
to have
to
you
that.
Guys.
We've got a fundraiser that Utah invited us to as well for the.
Yeah, they'll be a part of Robin's Home also, the one we're doing at the American Legion in Lindora,
May
18th, Rockin' Right Tour.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, great. Great to have you guys making your debut at the Band Jam. We're excited about that,
too.
I think you'll have a good time with that. And certainly a very impressive package. Encourage everybody to pick up one of the CDs. You can order it online, or do you carry them to some of the shows,
right
too?
Now, my wife has a coffee shop down on Route 8 called the Arrogant Bean. She's selling them there.
Okay.
So you can stop there and pick one up. We're selling them at our live shows. Big Daddy's got some news. He's opening a beer distributor, and I'm sure we'll have them for sale there.
Yeah, Beer Nation Distributors in Cabot will be open probably next week, and so they'll always be available there for sale. And we also have a pool store, Goodland Pools, so they'll be for sale there as well.
Lots of places you can pick them up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But catch it live. It is more effective when you're walking out going, I'm going to go listen to some
more. Live's more fun.
Yeah, live is awesome. Yeah.
Awesome stuff, guys. We appreciate you being in here. You're going to do another song, too, before we do Yellow Footprints that we've actually played before. But tell us a little bit about I Don't Need No App for That.
Yeah, I Don't Need No App for That's one of our fun. It was really fun. It's fun to do live. It's just kind of, you know, you guys have been out with your significant others, and you look around, and they're on their phone, right? I mean, they're sitting there at the bar, or sitting at the restaurant. It's like, you know, you start to think about how can I form a song around how people are today, and like the first line of the song is I can't get from point A to B without looking at my telephone screen, you know, and it's just kind of like people wake up, you know, like, you know, and then it talks about I don't need no app for, you know, for how to love you or pay attention to you, and it's kind of a fun song.
Awesome. Yeah. Sean and Bob, Cookie and Big Daddy. Appreciate you guys coming in here tonight.
Absolutely.
Keep up the great work, and we look forward to doing a lot of gigs with you this summer.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
There they are. They're Dinner Bell Road. You're on The Rock Station 97.7 and The Grassroots Show.
I got 100 friends. I don't even know half the things. but they like me, and I like them, I guess. And I can take a picture anytime I please, post it online for everyone to see, and I even get a thumbs up every now and then. And if I got a question I don't have to guess, I can push a button, get the answer to anything. Order me some food, check the score. This little gadget can do much more, but I turn it off anytime that I'm with you. On his 18th birthday, he's headed south on a Greyhound bus, and it's the most scared he's ever been. His destination, an old island on the Carolina shore, and he doesn't know what to expect. He ain't had it easy. Most would say he's had it rough, but he don't complain to anyone. His choice was simple, coal mining or shooting a gun, and he hopes it's one he won't regret. That Greyhound bus stops on a dime. When he runs out to stand in line, and he looks down to see the yellow footprints teach him how to stand. The yellow footprints, his first steps to being a man. The yellow footprints, where so many stood before. Yellow footprints are just what
he was looking for. He ain't no stranger to working hard and doing what he's told. From what he can tell, he's fitting in. Yes sir, no sir, it's all he says, it's all they want to hear. And he don't give them nothing more. It really sounds at a quarter to five. He jumps out of his bunk to stand in line. Just like that night. On a yellow footprint to teach him how to stand. A yellow footprint, his first steps to being a man. A yellow footprint, where so many stood before him. The yellow footprints are just what he was looking for. Thirteen weeks can seem so long, but it's always darkest before dawn. And he remembers that night on the yellow footprint. Teach him how to stand. The yellow footprint, his first steps to being a man. Yellow footprint, where so many stood before him. The yellow footprints are just what he was looking for. He was looking for.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Catch four local bands and musicians that we feature here on The Grassroots Show and on The Rock Station 97.7 Saturday, March 24th. Tom Penney, Lo-Fi Delphi, The Red Lines, and Anger the Ant will be at the Lindora Hotel, 7 p.m. showtime. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, on Tuesday, March 20th, well, we've been talking a lot about Steamworks Creative, and Utah will be there performing the Steamworks Sessions, hosted by Mary Lou Scherter. On Saturday, March 24th, the Noble Hops Band will be at On the Rocks at Hard Rock Cafe, and we've got a couple more Rock Done Right tours to pay attention to. This spring, it's Saturday, April 7th, John Sopko benefit. The Rock Done Right tour stop for April at the Comfort Inn in the RIDC Park, in conjunction with Shady Lady Productions and Dresky Entertainment. And mark your calendar for Friday, May 18th. It's the Robbins Home Benefit at Lindora American Legion. And we're sending best wishes out to musician Shane Alexander, who apparently suffered serious injuries in a fall at his home in California. Shane, our thoughts are with you. Speedy recovery, guy. We want to see you back on the road.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Final segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. And encourage you, if you have a band out there or you know of a band we need to hear, get in touch with us. Easiest way to do that, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. You can send us information. You can send MP3s over, Or if you need an address, it's 252 Pillow Street in Butler, Pennsylvania, 16001. Just put Grassroots if you're sending a CD over. And tell us a little bit about yourselves, too. We need some bio information so we can talk about it when we do play. Or if you're a band that's playing out and about, if you email us a couple of weeks in advance, we'll get you on that general concert calendar. And don't forget, our show streams at 977rocks.com and is archived for future playback. So if you miss a show or if you love some of the music, maybe an artist that we had on and you really were struck by them, you can go back and listen to that over and over again, 977rocks.com. We also have a Grassroots Facebook page, and Utah's been putting up some old throwbacks too, which has been fun to see.
Yeah, we love that aspect of it. We've actually, you guys changed servers at one point in time, so we don't have the first few years of the show, but we do go all the way back to 2016, which is pretty cool. And having fun going back and listening to a lot of that as well. And we've had a lot of good guests on, that's for sure. And, you know, to go back to what you said about mailing stuff in, also make sure you send two copies so that we both have one here at the station and with Shady Lady, so that I can give it a listen as well. And you never know, you might get a gig out of it. You just never know.
So send two copies. It'll be worth your time as we get ready to plan for next week's show and many, many more to go. We're approaching number 300 here by the time we hit Easter weekend, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and speaking of archives also, you can go back and listen to our guest just a couple weeks ago, Mary Lou Scherger. And she's hosting that Steamworks Sessions down at Steamworks Creative there, the singer-songwriter showcase down there on Tuesday nights. I will be the featured guest this week, so I invite you to come down Tuesday around 7:30, and hang out with me and listen to some tunes. It's BYOB. Mary Lou will be there interviewing me, grilling me, like we grill our guests here. and then there will be like an open stage after that. So
cool.
Hope you'll stop on down and check it out.
Yeah, get down and support it. It sounds like they've got a lot of great things going on. In fact, I've mentioned, check out their websites, steamworkscreative.com. They've got a lot of great guests planned for the future here. And you want to talk about an intimate atmosphere. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be like having somebody in your living room.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So I haven't personally been able to get down there just yet. And I'll catch one of the Tuesdays once we get bowling season done, because I bowl on Tuesday nights. But I want to get down and see what Mary Lou's got going, because I'm sure she's doing it well. And good luck on Tuesday night. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. And we keep kind of our finger on some of the pulse that's happening around here in the local music scene, because it is strong, it is well, and you folks out there listening just need to pop in on some of these. I think you'll be outright impressed. Just like the guys from Dinner Bell Road, can't wait to have them at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year. So I encourage you to check out some of these local bands. Well, speaking of local bands, one that was really kind of the hot pulse in the last couple of years, are out traveling around in the van and spreading that local music across the United States. And I just saw a little Facebook post of them performing one of their songs down in Nashville this past week. And wishing the Hawkeyes well. We're going to play their song 7 1/4, but they're traveling the country right now.
Yeah, that's awesome, too. And I wish them nothing but great success and safe travels, of course. And, hey, how about we take the song out, or the show out, I should say, with a song from a band called Silver Screen. We featured them back in December, I believe. And they're an alternative rock band out of the Johnstown area. And so check this stuff out. It's pretty decent for, and they look pretty young to me. So
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. And we'll see you again next Sunday night, Grassroots, here on The Rock Station, 97.7 and online, 977rocks.com.
From the Honda North Studios. Shop the Markdown Madness sales event. And from the paint or the top of the key, it'll be nothing but net. HondaNorth.net. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7.